Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Continuing our reading of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, The Lord's Dancing at Rathayatra. We are taking up where we left off yesterday at text 141. Can I have some kartals? I mean, may I have some? Nahe gopi yogeshvar padakumar tomar jankari poibe santosh. Nahi gopi yogeshvar padakamala tomar jankari poibe santosh. Tomara vakya paripati dharma dekutinati shuni gopir arobhade rosh nahi gopi yogeshvara pada kamala toma Dhyana kari paibe santosh tomara vakya paripati dharma dekutinati shuni gopir arobhade rosh. The gopis are not like the mystic yogis. They will never be satisfied simply by meditating on your lotus feet and imitating the so-called yogis. Teaching the gopis about meditation is another kind of duplicity. When they are instructed to undergo mystic yoga practice, they are not at all satisfied. On the contrary, they become more angry with you. Purport. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati has stated in the Chaitanya Chandamrita 5, Kaivalyam narakayate tridashapur akashapushpayate durdantendriya kalasarpapatali prukthata dhamstrayate vishram purna sukhayate vidimahendradish chakitayate yatkarunya katakshavhaibhavam vatam tam gauram eva stumaha. For a pure devotee who has realized Krishna consciousness through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the monistic philosophy by which one becomes one with the Supreme appears hellish. The mystic yoga practice by which the mind is controlled and the senses subjugated also appears ludicrous to a pure devotee. The devotee's mind and senses are already engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. In this way, the poisonous effects of sense activities are removed. If one's mind is always engaged in the service of the Lord, there's no possibility that one will think, feel, or act materially. Similarly, the fruit of workers' attempt to attain heavenly planets is nothing more than phantasmagoria for the devotee. After all, the heavenly planets are material, and in due course of time, they will all be dissolved. Devotees do not care for such temporary things. They engage in transcendental devotional activities because they desire elevation to the spiritual world, where they can live eternally and peacefully and with full knowledge of Krishna. In Vrindavan, the gopis, coward boys, and even the calves, cows, trees, and water are fully conscious of Krishna. They are never satisfied with anything but Krishna. Deha smriti nahi ja, sangsara kupa kahanta, taha hoite na chahe udha, viraha samudra jale, kama timingila gile, gopi gane, neha tarapa, deha smriti nahi ja, sangsara kupa kahanta, taha hoite na chahe udha, viraha samudra jale, kama timangila gile, gopi gane neha tarapa, gopi gane neha tarapa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, the gopis are fallen in the great ocean of separation, and they are being devoured by the timangila fish, which represent their ambition to serve you. The gopis are to be delivered from the mouths of these timangila fish, for they are pure devotees. Since they have no material conception of life, why should they aspire for liberation? The gopis do not want that liberation desired by yogis and jnanis, for they are already liberated from the ocean of material existence. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The bodily conception is created by the desire for material enjoyment. This is called vipad smriti, which is the opposite of real life. The living entity is eternally the servant of Krishna, but when he desires to enjoy the material world, he cannot progress in spiritual life. One can never be happy by advancing materially. One can never be happy how?
By advancing materially.
Correct. This is also stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.30. Adanta gopir vishatam tamishram punak punash charvita charvananam. Through the uncontrolled senses, one may advance one's hellish condition. He may continue to chew the chewed, that is, repeatedly accept birth and death. He may continue to chew the chewed, that is, repeatedly accept birth and death. The conditioned souls use the duration of life between birth and death only to engage in the same hackneyed activities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. In the lower animal species, we find the same activities. Since these activities are repeated, engaging them is like chewing that which has already been chewed. If one can give up his ambition to engage in hackneyed material life and take to Krishna consciousness instead, he will be liberated from the stringent laws of material nature. One does not need to make a separate attempt to become liberated. If one simply engages in the service of the Lord, he will be liberated automatically. As Srila Bilvamangal Thakur therefore says, Mukti Swayam Mukhalitanjali Sevate Sman. Liberation stands before me with folded hands, begging to serve me. Om Agnanatimirandasya Agnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miditam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Dina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kand Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Fancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gopremanande Hare Hare Bo Nahe Gopi Yogeshwar Pada Komal Tomar. So the gopis are not masters of mystic yoga practice. Pada Komal Tomar Dhyan Kari Paive Santosh. So they will never be satisfied simply by meditating on your lotus feet and imitating the so-called yogis. Tomor Vakya Paripati. Your words, which are paripati, they're very kindly composed. Tarmadye, but within that, kutinati, there's duplicity. The way that Krishna is speaking to the gopis. Shuni gopira arubhare rosh. And hearing these words, the gopis simply become angry at Krishna. He's giving them good advice. He's giving them atmatattva gyan, and he's done this before. He did it when the residents of Vrindavan went to Samanta Panchaka during the solar eclipse, along with many others, for many other people came, great mystics and yogis, to Samanta Panchaka during solar eclipse at Kurukshetra, specifically to gain pious merit. It's a holy place. Their Parashuram had left these pools of blood from the Kshatriyas he killed, and people still go there to bathe and so forth. So this is an auspicious time. Although it's inauspicious, the eclipse time, one can become contaminated at that time. Devotees take special shelter, and it's also an opportunity to do certain kinds of sacrifices. So many, many people came there to Kurukshetra to perform yajna. And the residents of Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Srimati Radharani, the gopis, all came. But their reason wasn't to get any pious credits. They came just because they knew they would see Krishna. And they had been left in Vrindavan pining for his association, even though he said he'd be right back. And even his father said, I just have to pay some taxes and I'll bring him right back. But day after day, they were waiting for him, and he didn't come back. So they went there to meet with him at that time. And when they met with him, there was a very feeling exchange of words. But as is expressed here, kutinati is full of duplicity. And this is characteristic of conversations between Krishna and his devotees. Srila Prabhupada notes in the Nectar of Devotion how Krishna is an excellent speaker. And he'll say one thing intending something else. Parokshavad, or indirect speech, not just saying the direct things like Americans do. You gonna eat that? But in poetical language, the language is indirect, very subtle. And in the way Krishna speaks to his devotees, in this indirect way, it's very pleasing. And here the gopis are chiding him, and they're saying, it's kutinati, in the middle of your speech, although it's very well formed. You're giving us excellent advice. It's shastric, everything. We wouldn't expect anything less from you, but you're cheating us. It's kutinati, duplicitous. And they had, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, said that you are giving us the bright sun of this atma-tattva-gyan, spiritual knowledge. But it's simply burning us to hear this. Because we don't want that. We're like chakoras. And we only take the moonlight. We want the moonlight of your lotus face. We don't care about all that knowledge or meditation or what the yogis do. We're simply concerned with you and being with you. We don't want to hear all this other kind of knowledge. So this conversation took place in Kurukshetra, and the same conversation took place when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the Ratha Yatra with his devotees. And he danced. That's what this chapter is about. He danced in the Ratha Yatra. His dancing was very meaningful. In fact, in much of his dancing, he was enacting a play and communicating to Lord Jagannath. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Lord Jagannath is Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has assumed the mood of Radharani and is playing that part at the Ratha Yatra. And therefore, she is interacting with Lord Jagannath during the Ratha Yatra festival. And these same kinds of sentiments are being exchanged between Lord Jagannath and Radharani or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur from the Chaitanya Chandamrita, in which this great acharya is speaking of the glorious position of pure devotees who are beyond anything in this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, na danam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani shvare bhavatad bhakti rahaituki twai. I don't want wealth or followers. I don't want a beautiful wife. I don't want to become known as a great learned person. I simply want your loving devotional service birth after birth. And one who can take this sentiment, or one by association with a pure devotee picks up this feeling of pure devotion, can actually attract the attention of Krishna. And this is what Krishna says later on in this chapter, and comes from the Srimad Bhagavatam during his discussion with the gopis at Kurukshetra, when he says, Mai bhaktir hi bhutanam amritat vaya kalpate. Jishya asin matsneho bhaktatinam yat apanaha. That is, mai bhaktir hi bhutanam. That it's devotional service performed by any living entity is the means to attain me. Amritat vaya kalpate. Such a person who performs devotional service becomes eligible for amritatvaya. He gets eternal life, Krishna says. And dishya yat asin matsneho. And he lauds the gopis, saying, but you have attained a very special kind of affection for me, the sneha. And therefore you're very fortunate. Dishya yat asin matsneho. And this is what's attracting me. This is what is attracting my mind. And in the Ratha Yatra, of course, the gopis are pulling Krishna towards Vrindavan. Mad apanaha means that this is the pulling force. The pulling force is one's purity of devotion towards Krishna. That there's affection. If someone approaches you for knowledge and wants some knowledge from you, you may give it. But there's not an intimate exchange. It's more of an official transfer. But if someone comes to you out of love and simply wants to serve you with no motivation, what can you give except yourself? And this is what happens in the relationship between Krishna and the gopis, that the gopis' quality of devotion is so pure, they don't want anything in return. Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, Yayatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham mama vartmana vartante manushya parta sarvash. As you surrender unto me, I reward you accordingly. But the gopis' surrender and mood is so selfless that Krishna is defeated and becomes an object of control of his devotees. And this is the power of devotional service, the most powerful force in the universe. Everything else is predictable, but devotional service is beyond predictability. Even the predictability of the mystic yogis who stage by stage elevate themselves to a particular position. It's so unpredictable, bhakti, that Krishna himself becomes bewildered by it, controlled by it. And therefore, Lord Brahma, after encountering Krishna and testing him, Brahma is known as Vidhi. He's very interested in the rules and regulations of the Vedas. That's how he attained his post. After 100 years of performing Varnashram perfectly, you can attain the post of Lord Brahma. So he's known as Vidhi. He tested Krishna in the Brahma Mohana Lila. Then Brahma was completely defeated and realized the greatness of Krishna, said, other people may say, I know Krishna, but he said, I say one thing, I don't know anything about Krishna. And then he said, Jnani Priyasa Mudapasya Namanta Eva Jivanti San Mukaritam Bhavatiya Varta Stanistita Shutigatan Tanuvan Manobir Yi Prayaso Jita Dito Pyasi Tais Trilokyam. That if someone hears in the association of pure devotees, hears from pure devotees, takes the association of pure devotees, submissively hears, no matter what situation they're in, they can stay in the position, stane stita, but shruti katam tanuvan manobir, and they give oral reception to this topic of pure devotional service, then they can attain this position of conquering Krishna, who's unconquerable. He's ajita, but he becomes jitta because of this love, this bhakti. So it's beyond, as Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is saying here, anything attainable in this world, this bhakti is unique. It's far beyond. Even the attainment of heaven, which so many people want, even the attainment of mystic yoga and so forth, these are not even interesting to the devotees at all, because they have a taste for this pure devotion to the Lord. So this is the mood of this verse. And in the next verse, Deha smriti nahi jar, shangshara kupa kahan tar, taha hoiti na chahe udhara. Viraha samudra jale. So this is Deha smriti, the bodily conception of life, nahi jar. One who is, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking, and he says, the gopis are fallen into the great ocean of separation. This is called the viraha samudra jale. So jale, jale means water. Samudra is the ocean. So they've fallen into this ocean of separation. And they are being devoured by the timangila fish, which represent their ambition to serve you. And this is the nature of devotee who becomes preoccupied with more and more service to Krishna, how to increase his or her service to Krishna. The gopis are to be delivered from the mouths of these timangila fish, for they are pure devotees. Since they have no material conception of life, why should they aspire for liberation? The gopis do not want that liberation desired by yogis and gyanis, for they are already liberated from the ocean of material existence. And then Prabhupada comments about deha smriti nahijar. This bodily conception of life, which pervades this world, is called the vipad smriti. Bhayam dvitiya abhinibeshita syad ishad apetasya viparyayo smriti. Tanmaya to buddha abhajetan bhaktyaika yesham guru devatatma. This verse is from Kavi Yogendra in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in which he describes the material existence as full of fear. Bhayam syat. It means fear arises as soon as one takes to the bodily conception of life. As soon as I identify with the body, I'm filled with fear. This is the most prominent emotion in the material world. So Prabhupada says the bodily conception is created by the desire for material enjoyment. It's created by the desire for material enjoyment. That's very interesting. Jayato vishayan pum sam sangas teshu pajayate. As soon as I meditate on material enjoyment, I create a situation for myself, which is entangling. And that's how the bodily conception is created. This is called vipara smriti, which is the opposite of real life. So this is Bhayam dvitiya binipeshita syad ishad apetasya viparyayo smriti. Again, Kavi Yogendra says that this is viparyayo smriti. One's intelligence, one's smriti, is turned around in the opposite direction. And instead of being a servant of Krishna, I become Krishna's competitor. Not very good. Then the living entity is eternally a servant of Krishna, but when he desires to enjoy the material world, he cannot progress in spiritual life. So the anchor to the material world, some optimism that I have in my heart, maintaining material desires even after understanding so many instructions of the matter, means that I can't move forward. It's an internal process. It means if I've decided in my heart that I'm going to surrender to Krishna, and there's a form you can fill out that says, I surrender, and the little checkbox, you just put it there and hand in your sheet and say, I give up. That's the beginning of spiritual life. Must be fully realized within the heart. Otherwise, no matter how many external motions I go through, I'll be waylaid in the progress in my spiritual life. And then Prabhupada says something very valuable, which one can keep in one's pocket and pull out from time to time. One can never be happy by advancing materially. So then why try to advance materially? And this is the advice given by Narada Muni, tasyaiva hetu prayate tu kovido na labhyate yad brahmatam upariyada, that you're going to get what you get anyway. And there's a natural arrangement in nature that you'll be taken care of. Even a lion takes care of her cubs. A lioness takes care of her cubs. And naturally, there's a way that people are attracted to by the modes of material nature, for nurturing, taking care of, and so forth. And we also get, by momentum from our last life, good and bad, it comes automatically. So Narada says, don't try for all those things. Don't try to adjust your position in this life, but try to advance towards spiritual life in bhakti. And then, adanta gopir vishitam tamishram puna punascharvita charvananam. If one has uncontrolled senses, one may advance one's hellish condition. He may continue to chew the chewed, that is, repeatedly accept birth and death. The conditioned souls use the duration of life between birth and death only to engage in the same hackneyed activities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So this is the opposite of the life of devotees, which Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita. Yanisha sarvabhutanam. Tasyam jagati bhutani. Yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pashito munehe. What is night for all beings is a time of awakening for the self-realized. And yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pashito munehe. What is night for all beings? No, what is night for the sage is time awakening for everyone else. May have transposed that, but the idea is it's opposite, hantai. So, the Sankirtan movement is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Sahodito Godadai Pushpabanto Chitro Shando Tamonudao. That Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have arisen on the horizon of Goda in Kali Yuga, like the sun and the moon, to give everyone light and to wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. And it's very interesting because, considering the fact that Kali Yuga is like the darkness of night. It's a very dark age. Everyone was contemplating how the living entities would be saved in the Kali Yuga, seeing that it would be a very dark age. And in the Shikshashtakam, Shreya Kairava Chandrikavitaranam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the Sankirtan, which is meant for Kali Yuga, it's the Yuga Dharma, it opens the white lotus of good fortune in one's life. And what is that white lotus? It opens at night. Most lotuses open in the daytime when the hot sun comes and beats down on the lotus flower. Then the flower opens, otherwise not. But the Shreya Kairava Chandrika, this white lotus of good fortune, which comes from Sankirtan, it opens at night. It means there's special opportunity in Kali Yuga because of the night. In fact, Jiva Goswami says in his Bhakti Sandarbha that people in the Kali Yuga have special qualification for getting God's mercy. And that is, they have no qualification. And therefore, interesting, during the nighttime of Kali Yuga, the greatest opportunity comes to all living entities through the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this opposite effect also mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in poetical language from the Lalita Madhava by Rupa Goswami, who wrote in poetical language that the pastimes of Krishna are covered by a kind of hazy darkness. Because in the daytime, he's got so many cows that when he comes back from the pasturing fields, there's a cloud of dust and you can't see him practically. But the devotees all know, they become enlivened when they see that cloud, that hazy darkness, they become enlivened because they see Krishna's coming. That's the nature of the pure devotion. They can see Krishna wherever he is, even if he appears in Kali Yuga. The devotees recognize, here he is. He's appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in Krishna's Leela, amidst the hazy darkness of the clouds of dust, they see Krishna is coming. And Rupa Goswami then says that at night, when night falls in Vrindavan, that's when Krishna's pastimes really start going. Because all the young girls of Vrindavan see it as an opportunity to sneak away from home and meet Krishna. So the point is that that Rupa Goswami is making, there's a kind of darkness that surrounds the pastimes of Krishna, but the devotees can see where he is. They can understand who Krishna is. So in the Sankirtan movement, which we are propagating all over the world, we're bringing this special relationship, knowledge, connection through pure devotional service to people all over the world, and is delivered through the agency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pure devotees. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dances in this Rath Yatra, we noted earlier, you all heard earlier in this chapter, that foam would fly from his mouth because of his ecstatic trance as he was dancing. And other kinds of symptoms that in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, no one's ever heard of these before. They're not in Shastra. these kinds of ecstatic manifestations. He said, some fools don't believe in them, but I believe in them completely. This special manifestation of ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shubhananda, who the author notes, was very expert, would collect that foam as if it was nectar falling from the moon, and he would eat it. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dances, everyone becomes benefited, although he's dancing in ecstasy. Out of this esoteric love and relationship with the gopis, everyone else around it becomes the recipient. His tears fly out, his foam comes out, and in an actual practical way, he distributes freely the knowledge of Vrindavan to everyone without consideration. One acharya has written that just like the emperor becomes intoxicated and goes into his treasury and he takes out all the most valuable jewels, comes to the common road, and then gives them away for free without making any consideration because he's singing in intoxication. And he said, you just take. And so I was thinking about our Rath Yatra at Venice Beach. I can't imagine a more degraded place on earth. Honestly, I can't. I've traveled to many cities and I looked around and I couldn't find anything worse or anything lower. So why does Lord Jagannath go down the boardwalk at Venice Beach? And what happens when he does? Well, why he does is because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaura Tushe Namaha. As Rupa Goswami has said, he's come to give the highest thing to the lowest people. So that fits. Then what happens? We're planning, I've been thinking about this, we're planning to distribute during the parade 22,500 books. That's... And among those books, you'll find these book packs that we're going to distribute, is the Nectar of Instruction. And someone may say, well, look at the Nectar of Instruction. There's the mention of Radhakund and so forth. How can you give that out to people on Venice Beach? The answer is we have to, because the same question was asked Prabhupada. This is just for the devotees, right? And Prabhupada wrote back, said, no, this book is for mass distribution. Give it to everybody. Of course, it starts Vacho Vegam Manasakro Vegam, which may also start off going over people's heads. But it's from Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami wrote that book sitting in Vrindavan in Terkadamba. That's his beautiful sitting place where he would sit and chant. And it's also a very esoteric place. It's a lookout place where some of Krishna's pastimes took place. But the point is, he sat there writing that book in Terkadamba 500 years ago. And what did he have in mind for that? Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami to go to Vrindavan. And there he said, write books and also excavate the lost places of Krishna's pastimes. What was that for? Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipano Shadharma Samstapako. To bring out the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other words, Mahaprabhu's ecstasies and his what he brought was so effusive. But these very qualified internal devotees of the Lord, Rupa and Sanatan, took that effusive knowledge and they compiled it into books. And who are the books meant for? Everyone. They're meant to go out to the people so that they can take advantage and they can hear and they can read it and they'll understand it. And because it's coming down through the correct line of authority, then people will take it and they can become connected to this most esoteric pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is barely understandable by those who walk in this world, but by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who brings people close by distributing himself and by distributing Vrindavan to all the people of Kali Yuga, it's altogether possible.
So we are the instruments. We have the opportunity to follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, who spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, and to take advantage of this opportunity to serve the great souls, Shushu Shau Shadidhana Sevasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahat Seveyabi Prapunya Tirta Nishevanat. When you serve the great devotees, then you get an affinity for hearing about Krishna, and you can advance in devotional service. Om Tat Sat. Now we have 3 minutes. If you have a reflection or a question. Rameshwar Prabhu.
How would you recommend we distribute these books? What should we say?
How would I recommend that we distribute these books? And what should we say? Okay, it's a practical question. There are a lot of books to distribute. One thing is to always look for an opening. It's the duty of the preacher to look for an opening and then give as much mercy as possible. Ishvare tare dineshu bali sheshu du satsacha prema maitri kripopeksha yakuroti samadhyamaha. The preacher is supposed to look for the balis. That means people are innocent. They're open. And then pour in as much nectar as possible. Give as much mercy as possible. So one thing is to be consciously aware of your environment when you're distributing Krishna consciousness and look around to see where there's a spark you can fan. So during Ratha Yatra, it's a unique opportunity. Generally, we don't give out books for free. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, don't preach to those who are not austere or devoted, because it's like casting pearls before the swine. So we have to be very careful about that. However, Ratha Yatra opens a door. And when the carts go down the street, there's a palpable feeling amongst the crowds that something wonderful is happening here, and they're not sure what it is. People up in their second story windows are you know, dancing and smiling, and people along the street, some stand in awe. There are only a few people, like maybe a half a percentage, that manage to restrain themselves and look like they're not interested, because it's fascinating and it's overwhelming spiritually. So what we should do is look around, look at people's eyes and be conscious who's smiling, who's open, and then in a very friendly way, a very personal way, go over them and offer them this gift. It's a gift pack. Actually, it has in it the Nectar of Instruction, the Higher Taste Cookbook, and on chanting Hare Krishna, a Jagannath sticker, a prasadam lollipop that was offered to Lord Jagannath, and it has a little explanation of what the Ratha Yatra ceremony is, what the festival means, and it also has an invitation to come to the temple. That's a nice pack. So you can give that to people as you go along. The don'ts are look ahead and don't talk to somebody else just talk to, if possible. We're organizing so that we'll reduce that as much as possible. But if you be aware of the fact that there may be people ahead of you that are also offering packs to people, and try not to offer twice, three times, four times to people who have already been asked, that's ideal also. Okay, yes. Yes? Yes. Chaitanya Dasi was saying that there's just a small window of opportunity, just a few seconds that you have because everything's moving so fast, and that's true. So use this window of opportunity. Ratha Yatra costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to produce, and devotees are thinking about it all year long. During the parade, there's a small window of opportunity, and we want to use that as much as possible. So look for windows of opportunity, excellent point, and gift people. I think that we should stop now because you all have to break fast. Because the break fast is over in about 4 minutes. If you miss it, then you're finished. Vancha kopadrubhascha kripasanaveva patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai Gopremanande Haribo
Hare Krishna Kiran.